The Faye Jones School of Architecture will kick off its annual lecture series with a screening of citizen architect Samuel Mockbee and the spirit of the rural studio. Some of the documentary's producers will be on hand to speak to the audience about their work. The film follows a rural studio project from start to finish. Producer and director Sam Wainwright Douglas explains.
Citizen Architect is a film about a very progressive architect named Samuel Mockbee, who in 1993 started a program called Rural Studio. It's part of Auburn University, and the program is actually away from the university, 3 hours away from the university. And the program involves young architecture students who live and work in a very impoverished part of Alabama for a semester to a year, an academic year. And as part of their education, they live there and they design and build homes and community facilities for this community. And these are communities that otherwise would never get to experience the benefits and inspirational quality of architecture.
Mockbee, who is also known by the nickname Sambo, was a friend of Douglas's family.
When I was growing up, my father and Sambo were both architects, and they did work together in the 80s. And so he was a family friend, and I grew up in Houston. I didn't grow up in Mississippi, but he would visit a lot, and he was just this real fun, charismatic adult who, you know, did magic tricks and was just a lot of fun. And when I was older in college, I visited the Rural Studio. It had been around for 2 or 3 years at that point. And I was just blown away at what I found there. I'd never seen architecture in these kind of poverty-stricken communities, and I was really impressed by how inspired all these young students were and how hungry they were to use their new training and to use the compassion and open-mindedness and respect that they had developed through this process. I was inspired by how fired up they were to use their talents to, you know, benefit the world around them. And so I thought, wow, this is beautiful architecture. This is some really dynamic students, a really dynamic guy who's heading up this program, really dynamic, I guess, sort of mentor educator for these students, and I thought it would just make a really inspiring, engaging, fun documentary.
When Douglas finished film school, he visited Sambo and practiced his interviewing and filming techniques. 2 years later, the Rural Studio founder passed away, and it was at his funeral that Douglas received the motivation he needed to turn Sambo's story into a documentary.
He unfortunately passed away in 2001, and so those interviews ended up being one of the only records of him talking about his life and architecture and the Rural Studio and the goals of the Rural Studio in a very uninhibited, frank, passionate way. And at the same time, before he had passed away, Sambo had been trying to get me to meet a student of his down there named Jay Sanders, because he thought Jay and I would hit it off, and he thought we were young and energetic and could figure out some way to make this movie and then tell the story in the right way, get under the surface. But we didn't actually meet until Sambo's funeral. But we shook hands right there, then and there, and said, okay, let's do this for Sambo. Let's make this movie. You know, we both want to tell this story, so let's figure out a way to do it.
The following year, Sanders became an instructor at the Rural Studio, and Douglas began following a project for Jimmy Lee Matthews, who was known to locals as Music Man because of his zeal for old R&B and soul music. During the last decade, Douglas says he worked on raising money so he could shoot more interviews to help flesh out the story. In February of 2010, he completed what he says was a labor of love.
For me, it's an opportunity to use this microcosm of architecture in the Rural Studio to show what people can do with their talents and their gifts to make the world a better place, and it's also about hands-on education and giving young people these broadening experiences that change their point of view on the world.
In addition to sharing the story of the Rural Studio, Douglas also wanted to create a documentary with an uplifting message.
I wanted to make a film that dealt with these issues of poverty that we have here in the United States, justice, and tell a story about a guy that really tried to do something about it with his talents. And I want to tell a really inspiring, hopeful story about someone that made a difference and inspired other people to make a difference. And definitely our goals are that hopefully people will walk away from the film feeling that kind of inspiration, and maybe they'll find opportunities in what they do to be engaged with their community and put people we're really just trying to put people in the idea of making their communities more sustainable and livable and happy and comfortable. Wanted to tell a story about people that were really trying to make some change. I feel like there's a lot of films these days that are they deal with a lot of injustice and they expose a lot of troubling aspects of our culture around the world, which we need those films, and I wanted to show that as well. But sometimes I feel a lot of these documentaries just leave you completely overwhelmed and paralyzed with fear and a sense of hopelessness that these problems are just insurmountable. There's nothing that can be done. And I wanted to tell a story about people who challenged that and tried to do the right thing.
Citizen Architect is being broadcast nationally on PBS. The director's cut of the documentary, which contains 10 extra minutes of footage, will be shown at 5:30 p.m. at Giffels Auditorium in Old Main on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. Admission is free, but seating is limited. More information is available by calling 479-575-4704. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.